The PCM football team is off to a 1-0 start in District 6 play following last week's win over CMB, and we're talking right now with four of the senior captains on the Mustang squad as we talk with Nate Vandewall, Colton Jenkins, Mike Neff, and Ethan Kane here on the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Guys, as we get the chance to catch up, mention the district record. That's the important one, and I know you're looking forward to moving on here as we get ready for this coming week with I-35 on Friday. Let's go ahead and talk about just kind of getting to this point, though. Nate, I wanted to go ahead and start with you first. I mentioned you guys are all seniors, but this team is very, very different than a season ago because you had such a large senior class last year. How has it felt different for you this season?
We just have us group of four and then a handful of seniors that see the field quite a bit. We just got to step up. The leadership is more dense this year than it was a year ago. And then a bunch of underclassmen have got to step up, and they have so far. And if they continue to do so, I think we'll be all right.
Colton, you were one of the guys from last year's team that brought some experience back to this season. In terms of just leadership, what were some of the things that you tried to do to bring this team together and help them gel early on?
Well, having the most experience, I tried to teach some of the other linemen because I had known some of the stuff, so I had to teach them a lot and just helping them out whenever they had questions.
Mike, as this season got started, you certainly had a very tough schedule to face early on. I think this schedule would have been tough with any team. What did you think about your non-district schedule, especially having four games in there?
We played some pretty tough teams. We ended up with playing good against them. I feel like we played really good. Basically, we held our own against them. I mean, starting out new team and young, we held our own, and I think we did pretty good against those really good teams.
Ethan, out of the games that have been played so far, what's been your overall impression about this team just in the early parts of the season?
I say we stick together as a team most of the time. We could start off slow sometimes, but second half we come together and play really good.
Going back to last week's win over CMB, Nate, as we come back to you, come from behind win, a game that you kind of had to dig deep and come out with it. What did you see this team getting done and needing to do to come away with that victory?
We had fight. First half was real slow, kind of real disappointing. After I thought we played pretty well against West Marshall, had a good week of practice and then just came out flat. That was disappointing, but, you know, the second half made up for that, and we were electric. The sideline was into it. You know, our crowd was into it. What a football on Friday night should be like, we finally found last Friday in the second half.
Colton, as far as that win goes against the Raiders, what did you think was a key point in that game or kind of a tipping point where you were able to seize that momentum back and come away with the win?
Well, I thought our line blocked really good. I don't think we let up any sacks, and I think we held our own on defense pretty well. Samson was a good quarterback, but I think we hung in there pretty well and took care of him.
Was there a moment in the game or a play in the game that stood out to you in particular?
I'd like to say a fumble.
On a kickoff.
Yeah. It a fumble on a kickoff. It really swung the momentum of the game. It helped us big time.
Block field goal was huge.
Oh, yeah. Block field goal in there. Everything in that second half added up to that win.
We all got into it.
We needed it. Everyone got into it. It was a big momentum change right there.
Well, Mike, as far as this season has gone, was that victory over CMB kind of the high point so far? Or if not, what do you think was the high point for this team at this point?
It's up there. Team chemistry right now is really good. So that's probably up there as well. First district game, got it out of the way. Everyone's a little nervous for that. So I guess coming in 9:35, we're a little bit more ready than we were for CMB. So I think we'll be ready.
Ethan, big game for you as a receiver, 10 catches, 3 touchdowns, always a lot of fun to see you get involved in the offense. Tell me a little bit about the chemistry between you and your quarterback, Nate Vandewall.
We've been playing catch for a long time. We got really good timing. We practice that a lot in practice, and it just shows off in the game.
And Nate, just to kind of build on that, talk about working with Ethan. What makes him a target that you can trust?
He makes my job easy. You know, I just got to get it in the vicinity, and, you know, I have confidence that he'll come down with it every time. I have a lot more bad throws than he has drop catches. So he's got my back, and I definitely appreciate that.
Colton, talking about some of the play up front on both sides of the line, what do you enjoy about the guys that you get to work with kind of in that brotherhood down in the trenches?
There's some big, tough guys, and I just love that they are really – everyone's really aggressive, get into the game a lot, kind of young, but you got strong center with Joe DeRouche. He's a sophomore, but he's sticking in there pretty well.
Colton, as far as some of the play that goes on up front, what do you get more satisfaction out of, like a big block on offense or a big tackle on defense?
I'd say a big tackle on defense. Really gets me fired up, ready to get back in there.
Mike, I know for you, you've been out for a little bit, had a shoulder injury that you've been kind of nursing. I'm sure that's been a little bit frustrating, but what are the things that you've been just trying to work on early on and help your team with to be a team leader, even in the games that you haven't been able to play?
Like, yeah, I've been on the sideline, like, we try to get the sideline talking a little bit more, trying to get everyone, like, jacked up for the game at halftimes and before pregame and everything, let people know that I'm still here, even though I'm not out in the game. Just try to do the best I can.
I like that. He's he gave himself a black eye on the sideline. I don't know how, and he came up and hit his head on my shoulder pads, bare head. He was going pretty crazy on the sidelines, not even being able to play.
Pretty pumped.
So Mike pretty excited there. Ethan, I was asking Colton just kind of about both sides, working offense, working defense. On the defensive side, you're a defensive back. How much do you think it helps you in that role, being a receiver and knowing how receivers function?
Well, I watch the hips, obviously, and again, I can judge the ball a lot more on defense. So if I can tell if it's short, long.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA, KRLS, talking with the captains from the PCM football team, Ethan Kane, Mike Neff, Colton Jenkins, and Nate Vandewall. And guys, as we just kind of continue to talk a little bit of Mustang football, I kind of wanted to just talk about some of the fun things that have gone on. One of the things I was just talking to you all about before the interviews were some of the team functions away from the football field. You guys do a lot of things together involving food. Ethan, talk about how that brings this team together.
Smallest kid.
Yeah. We have Thursday night meals after practice, and I think that's everybody off in freshman too, that moms cook up a big meal for us.
Well, Mike, you and Colton are the big guys, and are you the big eaters at these?
I love to eat.
Yeah.
I can take 6-pack and a pound any day. So if you put food in front of me, I'll pretty much eat it.
Yeah, they're pretty great. Having a nice cooked meal from our moms and dads. And then we just have a sack lunch before the game's on Friday. Then we switch off which senior parent feeds us on Saturday mornings. So it's always good.
Nate, what do you think is the benefit from a chemistry standpoint to getting to do stuff like that?
We just get to, you know, hang out, get away from football for a little bit. We see a lot of these guys 3-4 hours a day on the football field, and it's nice just to go off the football field and talk about something else. Because, you know, I don't see all of these guys in the classroom, you know. See most of them, but, you know, you don't get to see all of them. And just talk to them just off subject of football is nice.
Ethan, when you were growing up, did you always think that you'd be a wide receiver?
No, I was wanting to be a running back for the longest time, but I'm not quite big enough for that. So,
who was your favorite football player growing up?
Probably my cousin, Dusty Kane. He was kind of my role model when I was growing up.
See, and actually when I asked that, I was thinking more like professional or college, but I think that's kind of cool that your role model was somebody that you knew and that was right here. Mike, was that the case for you? Did you have somebody when you were growing up that was a PCM football player that you admired, or was it more the professional level?
I like to say my dad. I mean, he played for Monroe back in the day, 30 years ago or so, and he keeps telling me like of all his stories back in high school, and I try to do what he did, but even better. So if I do that, I feel like I've done pretty well.
Colton, how about for you? Is there anybody that you've tried to model parts of your game after?
Well, I always admired Emmitt Smith when I was younger because I wanted to be a running back, but that didn't happen. And then I have two older brothers, so I admired them too.
You know, when we're young, that's who you look at. You look at guys that are running backs and quarterbacks and receivers. It doesn't always work out that way. You are a quarterback, though, Nate. Did you always think that you'd play the signal caller position?
I've always wanted to be quarterback, and fortunately that's what I'm doing. When I was really young, I looked up to Derek Lyons, who was a quarterback a long time ago, and then Grant Burns, too, but those were the major two. And then Dan Marino, of course, huge Dan Marino fan.
Wanted to ask all you guys just kind of what you enjoy away from the football field. And I know football really takes a lot of time and a lot of concentration, but I'm guessing at the same time, too, you kind of have your own ways to get away and kind of refresh yourself. So, Nate, I'll come back to you. What's your reprieve from football? What else do you enjoy doing in your own time?
Just hanging out with friends. You know, these three guys are some of my best friends, and just a handful of others. You know, we just have this awesome group that we hang out every weekend, you know, whatever that is, riding four-wheelers, just hanging out. You know, the list goes on and on what we do.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. We just always hang out together.
Missouri trip was up there. I love the Missouri trip. We took a short bus down. Nate, like, he's a partial owner of it, and David Jennings, he's another teammate here. We bought a short bus, painted in Iowa State, and took 15 to 16 of us, and we took that down to Missouri, went to Worlds of Fun. And we did that this summer, and it was pretty fun. It's like all these people, best friends, just going out having fun. It's one of the best things in life to do.
And another thing with the short bus, we all bought Junior Cyclone passes to go to Iowa State games. So we go up there every home game, and we get like basketball games too, and gymnastics and wrestling. And
glad you got the important stuff in there.
Yeah, of course.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIAK, we're less talking with Nate Vandewall, Colton Jenkins, Mike Neff, and Ethan Kane, the captains for the PCM football team. Guys, let's go ahead and take things back to the gridiron. A couple questions as we get ready for this upcoming game against Interstate 35. The first thing I wanted to ask was just kind of the preparations for the Roadrunners, the things that you guys are working on and what you've seen in film studies. So, Ethan, I'll go ahead and start with you first. When you look at what you've seen on film and what this team's working on, what are the things that are important to this Mustangs team this week?
I'd say tackling. If we can't tackle, they're going to score a lot of points. So, and then I'd say on offense, we just got to get on our blocks, stay on our blocks, catch the ball, and run.
Mike, for you, and we had talked before this interview got started. I know you're just getting the chance now to kind of come back, do full contact practice. I don't know. What's your status for Friday's game?
I'm playing. Okay. I'm definitely playing. Something I think we have to stop is our quarterback. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He can do a lot of things. I feel if we stop him, we got a pretty good chance of winning this game.
Colton, as you get ready, right there, Mike, talking about Tommy Breger for I-35, is that something that you see as a key as well? Or if not, what are the keys for you?
Yeah, I think they passed quite a bit, so I'm going to try to get a good pass rush on him, get a lot of pressure on that quarterback, make him throw some bad throws, and get Ethan out there and Nate get some picks.
And then, Nate, for you, both sides of the ball, both free safety on defense and then on the offensive side at quarterback, as you've studied film, what have you seen as some opportunities for this Mustangs team?
They are definitely more of a passing team than we've seen this far. I think we'll have a good opportunity to break on some balls out there and just try to make plays. On the other side of the ball, you know, we got to stay on blocks. They do run a 5-3 part of the time, which we haven't seen yet. So hopefully we got some, you know, stretch plays and stuff like that, and hopefully that opens up some passing lanes as well.
Ethan, this is homecoming week, and you guys are all on the homecoming court, which I think is kind of neat. Is that fun for you? What makes that experience different for you?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You only get to be a senior one time, so you just got to take full advantage of it.
Mike, for you, what do you think makes this homecoming week special or maybe different than other weeks?
I don't know. Like, hanging out with all these people, like, we're all taking pictures together. It's like we've known each other for so long. To come back and do this big thing one last time with each other is a pretty nice thing to do.
Colton, you guys were telling me before we get started that one of the things that makes homecoming exciting too is different painting on the field. What's different on the field as far as the paint scheme goes, and why is that exciting for you?
Well, yeah, PCM on one end zone, Mustangs on the other, then we're going to have a Mustang head in the middle. That'll be pretty cool. It just makes for a better atmosphere to play on. Makes it seem like you're on the big stage.
Nate, one of the things that I think coaches worry about is there's so many other things going on with homecoming that sometimes the game gets lost a little bit. How do you try to bring that focus back and stay concentrated on the football game?
I think for most of our guys, the whole district's into it. You know, all the elementary kids get their face painted like Mustang stuff. You know, we paint the streets. We have like Mustang skits, you know, the big pep rally on Thursday night. And a lot of people think, you know, that that's distracting, but more that's at least for me, it's more, you know, motivation. You know, all these people are coming together for your team, and they're all going to be there on Friday night cheering you on. Probably going to be one of our biggest crowds, and everyone's into it. So I think it's more motivation than distraction.
Again, Interstate 35 coming to Monroe on Friday night. We'll ask you guys all one more question. I'll let you get out of here on this. Ethan, again, as we just kind of look at the significance of this game, I mentioned you're off to a 1-0 start in the district, certainly a good place to get started, wanting to improve to 2-0. How important do you think it is to this PCM team to get off to that kind of start in district play?
It'll give us a lot of confidence going on in the district. I think the more we win, the better we'll do, and we'll have to face harder teams in the playoffs.
And Mike, I'm sure that a district title is one of the goals that this team has set for themselves. How do you go about accomplishing that? And again, I know you got a lot of football games in front of you, but as you take each week at a time, how do you get that goal done?
Mentality. We got to keep that high. We got to keep everything going high. Good weeks of practices, good games. We got to play tough, and we just got to keep that going throughout the rest of the season and on in the playoffs.
And Colton, it seems just kind of, you know, what Ethan and Mike are talking about, so much of it is just the mental side of things. Again, going back to kind of what we talked about earlier from a leadership standpoint, how do you as a senior leader help this team to stay focused and keep working on the task at hand one week at a time?
Just keep everyone motivated. Make sure no one gets down on themselves. If they had a bad game or something, had a bad practice, make sure you cheer them up. Make sure they're doing the best they can.
And the last question as we come to you, Nate, where do you see this PCM football team headed as this season wears on?
I think it's the sky's the limit for this team. You know, we got a lot of room to grow, but definitely we can do it.
We got everything that's possible. We got the line, we got the receivers, we got basically everything to have a good team here.
I think after these first couple games have got under our belt, and now with that big win against CMB and hopefully a few more underneath our belt, we'll come out expecting to win, not hopefully win. We'll expect to win like this program has done in the past. You know, we don't know how to lose around here, and we don't want to get that way.
All right, well, guys, hey, thanks a lot for the time. It was great to talk to you. Good luck on Friday night. Have a lot of fun with it. I'm sure you will, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road. So thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Once again, captains from the PCM football team, again, Nate Vandewall, Colton Jenkins, Mike Neff, and Ethan Kane. More of the Marion County PM Sports page coming up next on KNIA KRLS.